What kind of mirror are we looking at? What kind of mirror do we see? Is the mirror that we are looking at a mirror of reflection? Or is the mirror that we're looking at of our own expression going out into all the world? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What kind of a mirror are we looking with and at? When you arrive at a state of consciousness where you are more illumined than ever before, instead of looking out of your eyes and seeing a reflection of you, which is the limited self that you always look at, can you look out of your eyes and see the world as a pure example of absolute goodness? Can we look out of our eyes and see the world around us as a divine center of pure good and light and power and joy and peace? If we can, then we are truly looking from our inner self. We are looking from the divine within us. If we look around at the world and we see areas that need improvement, if we see wars and conflicts, if we see disease and poverty and pestilence, if we see those limited concepts, hate to even mention them, then our own self is not yet purified. We have not yet entered into that inner realm of purity and truth, which we are. Now, Jesus used the words, "What wouldst thou of me? I am the Christ. I can only see who I am, and I see everything good and beautiful and pure." Now, I added, Jesus would have said, if someone came with a broken leg and said, "I have a broken leg," he says, "Oh, okay, you want two of them." And they'd say, "That's not very smart." But you see, he can only see everything as good and pure and beautiful. So you and I, we, as we listen from the divine within, can only see everything pure and good and beautiful. Now, are we willing to at all times listen from the divine within to all that is pure and good and beautiful? Are we going to interpret, or are we going to judge, or are we going to be divisive as we look at things to see whether things are pure and good and beautiful, or are we going to look at all things and know that they are absolutely fantastic? Are we going to look at all things and know that they are the divine pattern, the original archetypal pattern for whatever it is that we're looking at? If we're looking at a tree, do we see the perfect tree? If we're looking at a house, do we see the perfect house? If we're looking at a person, do we see the perfect person? If we look in the mirror, do we see God? Do we see the perfect person? Do we see the fulfilled being with nothing more needed to add or take away from that being to have it be expressing its fullness and perfection right now? It's a good question, isn't it? When we can look at the world and see the world as a divine expression of all that is good and beautiful, then we have moved from the center of our being into our circumference, into our expression of who we are in the world. Now, as we look at the world and we see everything good and we see everything that we choose to see, we can walk down the street and we will not see the people walking there. But if there's a person we know, all of a sudden we say, "Oh, hi," and we recognize them and see them. Yet all these other people were equally as wonderful and important as the person we said hi to, but we didn't even see them. Oh, we knew they were there, we recognized they were doing whatever was right for them to do, but we did not see them to observe them as our friend, as someone we knew. Now the same is true as we go through life. All around us in the world are going to be all of the expressions that everyone might have for those things that fulfill their own inner joy. that fulfill their own desire for expressing. Though they might be war, they might be pestilence, they might be poverty, they might be all those things. And that's not good, nor is it bad. It's just what some people choose to express. Now you say, why would anyone want to choose to express something that might indicate lack? Well, we're not going to discuss that point, because that point is so varied. But we are going to say, what do you want to express in your life? Whatever it is you want to express in your life, that is what you see in yourself and you see in your world. If you want to express happy relationships with all the world, you are a happy person. And as a happy person, you go out and you greet happiness wherever you go. I did several ordinations in the East Coast this past week, and they were very wonderful. And as I did these ordinations, I went around hugging everybody. And I hugged people from the vast audiences of the New Jersey churches and the Brooklyn churches, and everything was just wonderful. It was just fantastic. It was just outstanding. Well, the comment that people made was, hey, I like the way that guy hugs. He hugs as though he means it. He hugs with all of his love, his unconditional love. And that's true. I hug with my unconditional love, and everyone knows it. I create around me a world of people who love to be hugged with my unconditional love. And they come up and sometimes two or three times want to hug. They think I don't notice that they've been there before, and I don't mind at all. But the wonderful thing is, if you are a loving person, you will be loving, and love will be what you experience in your life. If you are a person with problems, you will create problems in your world, and you will see problems everywhere. It's just that simple. Are we looking through the mirror and seeing the world out there? Or is the mirror a reflection of our limitation? You see, when we talk about people who are ascended consciousness, they can walk through walls or merge with walls or whatever we call their movements as it is. And we say, isn't that fantastic? And yet, what is it that is happening? They are merely unconscious of anything unlike their perfect nature. They are unconscious of anything which is contrary to what they are and they want to be. They are unconscious of that. And being unconscious of it, what do? They live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. They live in their purity. They live in their wholeness. They live in the goodness that they are. And it's a wonderful thing. They live in this goodness and they live in this wholeness, and they are happy as can be. And of course, being happy people, they are joyful people, and they are people who are enjoying it in every area of their being. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? We certainly can. It's just a matter of what is it that we would like to have in our life and in our affairs. What would we like to experience in our life? What sort of mirror do we have? What sort of picture do we have that shines out and shows the world who and what we are? What kind of a picture do we have of that? What kind of a world do we have? And as we come to the conclusion of what kind of world we have, we find that it is what we have within ourselves all along. It is what we express within ourselves, within our life, within our being. And because it's what we express within ourselves, within our life, and within our being, that is exactly what we know, and that's exactly what we have all the time. We can decide right now what we're going to see out there. Whatever we are inside ourselves is going to be experienced in this physical world around us. But whatever we are within ourselves, that's what we're going to experience in the times and the days and the ways that we live and move and have our being. Whatever we choose. Now, doesn't matter what we choose. It can be anything at all, because everything is divine. However, some things we call beneficial and others not. So let us visualize from within ourselves first, the beneficial things first. And then as we do this, then the outward world that we have around us will be a reflection of the beneficial things that we think about within our heart. It's a matter of our choice. It's a matter of our decision. It's a matter of what we feel are the values that are of concern to us. The values of concern to me is that I am a happy person, and I look at the world filled with happy people, and all the experiences that I have are very happy and very joyous and very wonderful, and I love it. It's a great way to be, isn't it? Join me in this experience, and you too can, as the Absolute Philosopher says, whatever you think about, you experience. Whatever you visualize in your heart, that's what you have in your world. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.